Welcome to Clean Eve Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jung. I'm a health promoter, meaning I promote all things health. After being chronically ill for 7 years, told I would no longer walk, born with a genetic nerve condition, had chronic Lyme and Hashimoto's disease, I know what it's like to be sick, and I know what it's like to not have answers. I tried dozens of doctors and dozens of treatments. But in the end, I was able to heal myself naturally. And this podcast is to let you know that your body can heal.
Welcome to episode 13. Today, we're going to talk about intermittent fasting. So I know that a lot of you guys know my story and how water-only fasting changed my life, changed my health, and got me out of being chronically ill. But today, I want to discuss a certain type of water-only fasting, which is specifically intermittent fasting. And that simply is when you are going without food for around 16 to 18 hours, which is a little bit different for a 24-hour fast or a three-day fast. But intermittent fasting is one of the most popular things right now, and it's because of what it does to the body. Hundreds of animal studies and scores of human clinical trials have shown that intermittent fasting can lead to health improvements and conditions like obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancers, and even neurological disorders. A neuroscientist at Johns Hopkins named Mark Madison studied intermittent fasting for 25 years. He says that our bodies have evolved to be able to go without food for many hours, or even several days or longer. And in prehistoric times, before humans learned to farm, they were hunters and gatherers who evolved to survive and thrive for long periods without eating. They had to. It took a lot of time and energy to hunt game and gather nuts and berries. These days, most Americans are eating 3 meals a day plus snacks, and they're not exercising. And every time they eat, they're running on calories and not burning their fat stores. So what happens during intermittent fasting to your body? Well, ketone bodies generate by your liver partly replace glucose as a fuel for your brain and your organs. This ketone usage by your brain is one of the reasons that intermittent fasting is often like claimed to be, you know, the best for your mental clarity and overall just a positive mood. Intermittent fasting lowers your insulin levels. It enhances recovery and reduces inflammation. It boosts your metabolism and increases fat burning. And it also is going to help with that autophagy, that is where an old cell recycles itself and becomes a new cell. Some studies show autophagy really doesn't happen until after 18 hours of fasting, but it really depends on the individual's metabolism. Most humans, it starts 2 to 4 days of doing water-only fasting, but it is believed to achieve some autophagy by doing just intermittent fasting. In 2019, they did a study with 11 overweight adults who only ate between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., and they showed increased markers of autophagy in their blood after fasting for around 18 hours. Also by 18 hours, they discovered that your human growth hormone starts to skyrocket. And that is why weightlifters will do 18-hour water-only fast and then go into the gym and lift their weights so they can build muscle. Intermittent fasting also improves blood pressure and your resting heart rates as well. And it helps your physical performance. Young men who fasted for 16 hours showed fat loss while maintaining muscle mass. Those are some pretty amazing health benefits. But the next question is, well, what will it feel like if I start to skip breakfast and try this intermittent fasting? In the beginning, you will be hungry. because your body is simply used to getting that food at breakfast time. But you might also find that you're a little crabby too, and you might not be able to concentrate as well during this food restriction. But these initial side effects will usually disappear within a month. In some people, it will disappear in 2 weeks. It really just depends on the individual. But then you're going to get your money back, because most people will see an increase in their energy and an increase in their concentration. And then you're going to get all these booming health benefits. So you just got to get over that initial detox period, and then you get all the great health results. Just like if you started to exercise and you did not exercise, it's going to be painful and it's not going to be the most enjoyable experience. And you just got to know that, especially if you're going to do an intermittent fast with no coffee. If you decide to do it that way, you're going to have detox symptoms because you're waiting to have that cup of coffee. Now, some individuals will drink just black coffee. And this is very controversial in the water fasting community. You can read experts that say, no, you should not drink any black coffee. You will not get as much health benefits. And then there's others that say, yes, you can drink only black coffee. I tend to err on the first opinion. I want to get the most health benefits possible, and black coffee could take away some of that health benefits. Now, if you wanted to skip breakfast and still have your black coffee, you do that. But if you add cream or sugar, that definitely is going to not give you the health benefits that you're trying to achieve. So stay away from cream and sugar. And some people like to drink tea. And like I said, that you will read two different sides on experts whether or not they believe it is, you know, better or worse to drink tea or coffee. But like I said, I'm more of a purist. I want to get all the health benefits. And when I first started water-only fasting, I was doing it for health reasons. So I really was going by what medically supervised water fast clinics believe, which is you add nothing to your water. No salt, no supplements, you don't take vitamins. So I just wanted to do it the medical way, and that's why I'm such a purist. But if you're doing this for other reasons and you want that black coffee, then you do you. Now, who shouldn't intermittent fast? Definitely pregnant women. And also, if you're breastfeeding, you want to make sure your baby is getting all the nutrients it needs. So wait until after you're pregnant and after you are done breastfeeding. Also, this might be a problem with people with diabetes or blood sugar problems and those with a history of eating disorders. So I would definitely check in with a medical doctor. Doctors are typically more open to intermittent fasting than they are to longer water fast. And that's partly because intermittent fasting has lots and lots of studies going on. It is everywhere. It's just, even my doctor was telling me that he had women with hormonal problems and weight issues, and all he would do is put them on a intermittent fasting plan, and he saw that their hormones got balanced and they lost weight. Now, this is also a great thing to start if you're wanting to work up to a longer water-only fast, which would not be called intermittent fasting. I'm talking 2 to 3 days, maybe even 5 days of water-only fast. Now, before you accomplish something like that, you cannot be chronically ill or on medication unless you get a medically supervised water fast, which there are individuals that are trained. Now, your normal primary care doctor probably is not going to be trained or even educated in water-only fasting. There are some doctors out there. I know here in my town, there's actually a doctor my friend is so excited about. She was telling me that her doctor came back from vacation and said, I just did a 10-day water-only fast and I feel amazing. And he went to a clinic. He actually went to True North in California. And he was so excited about all the booming health benefits. And so there are some doctors, but they're typically integrated medicine doctors. That's what he is. Or a functional med doctor. Some of them know about it. Or a naturopath doctor. They're going to be a natural approach doctor if they know how to do water-only fast. But if you're wanting to do, say, a 3-day water-only fast, then the best thing to do to prepare for this is to start skipping breakfast. Do it for a couple weeks until you get used to that. You get through that initial, you know, detoxification where you're kind of crabby or you have a headache. And then you're going to find that's going to be a lot easier to do. And I would always start, you know, say you're going to do a 3-day water fast, start on the weekend. You're not supposed to exercise. This is time for your body to rest if you're doing a longer water only fast. But the cool thing about intermediate fasting is you can actually exercise. And a lot of people, especially weightlifters, love to exercise in the morning when they're skipping breakfast. And they find that they have a lot better workouts. So if you're starting to intermittent fast, you could go to the gym and work out. It might help you get your mind off the food. You know, you're sweating. It just keeping yourself busy is going to help. And also you're going to increase in your human growth hormone where you can build more muscle. Now, what is my personal experience with intermittent fasting? Well, I have been intermittent fasting for almost 4 years now. I started doing it 7 days a week, and then I moved it around to 5 days a week, and now I'm on 4 days a week. I like to change it up because when you've intermittent fasted for so many years, it's really important to let your body have times where it is feasting, and it's also having a time of rest, and you're not feasting. Just like if you go back to the cavemen, they had times where food was plentiful, and then they had times where, you know, there wasn't a lot of food. Maybe it was winter time, and they just were fasting. So I like to go back and forth so my body doesn't get used to the same thing. Say you start intermittent fasting for a year or two, you might want to transition into, let's say, a warrior diet. And that's where you're simply just eating one meal a day. Some people find even greater health benefits in that. When it comes to water-only fasting, whether it be skipping breakfast only, and intermittent fasting, doing a 24-hour fast, doing a 3-day fast, doing a 5-day fast, doing a 10-day water-only fast, the longer you go without food and you're drinking only water, the more health benefits you will achieve through autophagy. But I will say that longer water fast is not for everyone. Not everyone wants to do a 2, 3, 4, or 5 day water-only fast. And you might find that skipping breakfast is enough for you. And that fits your lifestyle. And that really is something that you feel you can achieve and do. Then you do that. Long water fast, I really do not recommend unless you really know what you're doing. You're not chronically ill, not on medication. And if you are, and you want to go that route to heal your body, then you must get a medically supervised water fast, because doing intermittent fasting will give you some detox symptoms. Like I said, you could get a headache or get a little crabby. But when you start doing a 3-day water fast, you can really go through some detox symptoms if you're chronically ill. And if you listen to episode 2, you will hear my story. You know, I was really, really sick. So that's why you need someone that is medically trained to, you know, okay, this person shouldn't be water fasting in the first place, or this person is just going through what's called a healing crisis. They need to push through. These are just detox symptoms, and they know what to do and what to tell you is good for your body. When it comes to intermittent fasting or even longer water-only fasting, it gets easier. So initially, in the beginning, it's not fun, but the more that your body gets used to you changing your eating habits and that time-restricted eating, the easier it becomes. You know, initially, my first experience with water-only fasting, I did a 10-day water-only fast. I didn't even do intermittent fasting. I went from a 9-day juice cleanse to a 10-day water-only fast. And that's probably why it was so difficult for me, for my body to adjust to that. But in the end, I got my healing, which is awesome. But after that, when I started doing 5-day water fast once a month, it was so much easier. I mean, it was almost to the point where it was like a breeze. It really did not, I did not have side effects. I might have been a little tired, but nothing like the beginning. And the same thing goes with intermittent fasting. Once you get through that initial process where you are getting used to the changes in your body, adjusting, it will become so easy that eating breakfast, you don't even desire it. So I've been doing it for 4 years now, and I like to eat breakfast on the weekend. So it's like a little thing I do with my family, you know? I'll make some delicious, you know, banana pancakes with my family that are gluten-free. We'll just, you know, have fun on Saturday morning with my kids. And I eat breakfast with them and they're here with me and they're not in school. So it's like a treat now. So if I eat breakfast, I find that I feel so full because now I'm so used to skipping breakfast. So the days that I eat breakfast, I really don't eat a lot because probably partially my stomach has shrunk and I'm just not able to eat as much. And that's probably why a lot of people are going to initially lose weight if they intermittent fast. I even had my husband's friend talk to me about how he wanted to lose some weight. And he said that he had a sugar tooth. He said, "Crystal, I am craving sugar all the time." And I remember talking to him and saying, "Okay, this is what I want you to do. Just skip breakfast. Just start skipping breakfast and let's see what happens. And when you do eat and you're craving that sugar, I want you to get some frozen bananas, get some non-dairy milk, and put some fruit in it and make a smoothie." And you know, he did that. And this is crazy. And I think it was like 2 months, he lost 30 pounds. And he privately messaged me and said, "Crystal, this is amazing. I lost 30 pounds. I am so excited." And we all know that men tend to lose weight a lot quicker than women. It's just the way men are. So that may not be you. Like, you may not lose weight, you know, 30 pounds in 2 months, but he did a lot of lifestyle changes. So not only did he skip breakfast, he, you know, was eating a healthy smoothie every time he craved sugar. So he was eating the frozen bananas for his sweetness. It had good fiber and it kept him regular. But in addition to that, he was also exercising during the time he was not eating food. So with those three lifestyle changes, he lost, you know, 30 pounds in 2 months. That may not be you. So don't get disappointed if you don't lose, you know, 30 pounds in 2 months. It's going to really depend on the individual. But I'm just so happy for him. And we just all know that if you're at a healthier weight, you're going to prevent sickness and disease. So intermittent fasting is a fantastic way to really prevent sickness and disease and really extend your life. That's another health benefit, that people that skip breakfast actually live longer as well. And that could be a lot of different reasons why. But in the end, if this could extend your life and really help you lose weight and prevent sickness and disease, I would definitely recommend trying intermittent fasting and seeing how it works for you.
Thanks for listening today. I am honored that you are my guest, and I hope you walk away encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast. Please leave a good review if you'd like. Share it with a friend that needs encouragement. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Clean Eve. And please be encouraged to know that your body can heal. The information on this podcast is not medical advice. Please do not make any changes to your health or stop any medication without talking to a medical professional first.